Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January 7th, Monday. Day 7. Today's topic, Vision, Action, Mission. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 5 verses 4 to 12. Genesis chapter 16 verse 1 to chapter 18 verse 19. Matthew chapter 6 verses 1 to 24. Proverbs 2 verses 1 to 5. Now, pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening. The topic I receive from Jesus is vision, action, mission. Number one, vision. Proverbs 29 verse 18, it says, where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint. Abraham received three visions, revelations, that needed his action. A. Circumcision. Every male who is 8 days old must be circumcised. B. Have a son. Abraham was 99. Sarah was 90. And they need to make love and had a son. C. Very fruitful. They did not even have a son. How come very fruitful? Now, the second point, action. Please think of how difficult it is to have that three visions to have action. It is nearly impossible. A. Circumcision. To have every male to go through circumcision and that they were willing to do that. That is impossible. B. Have a son. A 99-year-old man to make love with his wife, even if he wanted, he did not have that strength to do that. And to have his 90-year-old wife to be willing to make love with him, I think she would say, don't even think of that. Don't touch me. So, another impossible. C, very fruitful. After 99 years old to have more sons. Impossible. With these three impossible, Abraham really took action and did it. Also, according to Genesis 25, verse 1 to 2, Abraham had taken an other wife, Keturah, and had 6 sons. That's why God told Sarah, is anything too hard for the Lord? Number three, mission. God knew that beforehand that Abraham would take the visions into action. So God gave him a new name, from Abram, meaning exalted father, to Abraham, meaning father of many nations. And God gave Sarah a new name, from Sarai, meaning my lady, to Sarah, meaning noble woman. Because Abraham did an act of faith that no one dares to do, he becomes the father of faith, the father of many nations. Could you follow Abraham's good model to live a life of vision, action, and mission? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me to follow Abraham's good model to live a life of vision, action, and mission. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, do you have any vision from the Lord lately? If that is, what is it? Number two, do you have faith to take action on your vision? If you do not, what do you lack? What do you lack? Number three, what have you heard from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.